The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
Just on that note, some prominent Irish DJs have been among those performing in Belgrade for Yash's festival. Club music doesn't regularly feature up there with other art disciplines, but there are moves afoot in Germany to give nightclubs the same cultural status as opera houses. Perish the thought. Should we do something similar here? Liam Geraghty has been getting his dancing shoes on to find out more.
Irish clubbing has always been fairly cutting edge.
Lisa Connell is co-organiser of Mother Nightclub, one of many clubs across the country where people come to dance. The face of clubbing, Lisa says, has changed over the years with the economy.
During the boom, it looked very boomish. So there were big super clubs and there were big, you know, dedicated club spaces. When the recession hit, there was a kind of a renaissance period for clubbing, in that suddenly there were vacant properties and there were cheap places to rent, and that really affected nighttime economy and night culture.
DIY spirit plays a big part in club culture.
You know, Mother was born out of a necessity to fund GCN, Gay Community News. And so it was born in that place of the opportunity and the necessity kind of collided and created the club. But also, obviously, particularly for LGBT clubs, there's a very historical relevance for the community in terms of where it congregates and where we find one another and let off a bit of steam.
The death of British DJ and producer Andrew Weatherall this week saw an outpouring of grief that Trevor O'Shea of Body Tonic says shows just how much clubbing plays a part in many people's lives.
With Andrew Weatherall passing yesterday, and you saw the amount of people and the kind of spread he had across society, people who revered him. And maybe in the 90s he was regarded as just a DJ, but in 2020, he's an iconoclast. You know, he's someone who traversed all types of genres of music. And
he played here many times.
Yeah, he played here in Wigwam, and before that we had it as Twisted Pepper, and before that it was Traffic, and he played in all of those iterations of this venue. So, you know, club culture is important, and there's a lot of things that sprout from it. Blogs start, websites start, labels start, people who might meet with each other in a club this weekend might in a year's time be playing Glastonbury.
A lot of my records are down in the shed, but there's some here as well.
I love the way they're just all over the house. You have so many
records, but I mean, a lot of them are down there. But
Sunil Sharp is a DJ and also one of the people behind Give Us the Night, a campaign to modernise Ireland's nightlife. Sunil says Irish venues at night have the earliest closing times and shortest hours of operation in Europe.
Community has always been very important. It's important to every country, to every city, to every town. It's apparently very important to Fianna Fáil as well, if you read their recent manifesto. Yet they're the only party that don't have a policy on nighttime culture or venues or licensing. That's no surprise to us in ways, because they are the ones that set this legislation and didn't legislate for late night venues. And really, if we're going to point the finger at any party, it would be Fianna Fáil. And like I said, we know that some people within Fianna Fáil, including Jim O'Callaghan, support the idea at least of a review of our licensing laws. There's a lot of people, a lot of politicians, 6 of the 7 parties now who support change, and a lot of people within Fianna Fáil as well. So if this is going to be just down to one small cohort of old Fianna Fáilers who want to prevent this, bring it on.
We have a soft spot for Phil Collins.
Niall Byrne, also known as Niler 9, writes about music and runs club nights.
If you have a good reputation and you do what you do, like we run Lumo Club, we can make a small amount of money on that. You know, it's not going to be a full-time thing, but it's a stream of income that we can rely on every month. And that comes from reputation and putting on a good party. And we don't book huge DJs from abroad or anything like that. We focus on ourselves and keep the cost down that way. So that's one of the ways we do it. But that's a 270 capacity room most months. So it's not a huge risk for us a lot of the time. But I think the success of clubs like ours and Mother and Cabal show you that there is a desire for those things. But they really are getting squeezed out.
We all have that one song that makes us come alive on the dance floor. So I asked Lisa Connell, what's hers?
Stand on the Word by Larry Levan, which honestly never fails to give me tingles. And it's really funny, if I hear it outside of nighttime hours, I get really strange because I'm like, am I supposed to be standing on something and dancing?
Well, Fianna Fáil got in touch and it seems they do believe in dancing. They say there's a need to review the opening hours of nighttime venues in our cities to bring them in line with other European countries. And they say it's clear there's a need for change in this area. By the way, Liam's stand-up and dance tune is Anything from Girls Aloud, so he tells us.